Good evening. Welcome to Holden Village. Today is Thursday, August 9th, 2001. In the Creekside room this evening, we have Eunice Scarf. Today's session number is SCE-2001-09, and it's titled On the Move, Stories of Change and Relocation. Let's listen in.
And you need to give yourself some space, so come towards me. This is from Qigong, and I usually do it with my writers if we're not writing at 9 a.m., which is the best time of the day to write.
Sure.
Now, when you see what I'm doing,
you'll find out where you want to stand.
Yeah, make yourself home. And it's okay. This, we do it on a count of three, and I'll do it once all the way through, and then we can do it together. And I encourage you to breathe in on the one, and exhale on the two, and the three is, you know, at your own speed, but we should probably be all together. It's like this, just watch me please, first one. It's one, two, three is rest. One and breathe in, two and three is rest. Exhale, and one, breathe in, and two, exhale and rest. And then hands over. One, that's a good idea. One, two, and rest. So, can you get any place where you feel you can stretch? If you have to go vertical into the circle, in that way. And remember, on three, we're stationary. So it's only about four moves. But it does get us breathing into the belly, where feeling lies. And all story is out of feeling and to feeling. And I'm inviting you to do story today. Government reports aren't. Okay, here we go. One, two, and then relax three. Breathe in. One, two, and relax three. One, inhale. Two, exhale, relax. The third B is for you to catch up, you see, if you don't breathe the same pace. One, over it, one, two, three. Shake your hands a little bit, we'll do it once more. This is from Qigong, which is a Chinese practice for breathing, for centering. I consider it a very spiritual practice. It's of the body, but it affects the spirit, centers the spirit. Very small exercise from Qigong. This is not the whole story. Okay, here you go. One, two, three. One, two, three. Exhale. Inhale. One, two. Exhale through. One. Inhale. Exhale. Three. Now, get yourself comfortable. I'll stop saying I'd like to have you in a circle. Sit where you like. When we read, I'll insist we're in a circle. If you'd like to sit back at the table, it's fine. There should be extra chairs up here. But, you know, this is not the front. I'm just one of the circles. So feel free to join up here.
Sure.
She hasn't even bited.
Don't you feel?
At least not
yet. How many of you have been here before? Hands, please. About half of you. Just briefly, I want to say I invite you to write today. You need a blank page. If you don't have one, I have some. I don't teach you how to write. I make a place for you to write. We'll be doing about 15 minutes of writing together during this hour. This is, you can see, as a journal entry or as a memoir entry. It is your text. You might, if you like, continue it, expand it. You might be spending the next 5 years on this text. For once, I remembered to give the warning that what you start today might claim you for the next 5 years. And if so, I'll be happy. You might be sorry to have to quit your job and go to the wilderness and write for 5 years. The invitation is to go into memory. When I work with my classes, I'm always saying, and I'll say to you too, memory and imagination are in a, like a tightrope you can walk, memory, imagination. Which means I encourage my students to lie a lot, and by that I mean make it up, invent, which takes us into fiction. You can write how it was, how you remember that it was, and the minute you start writing how I wish it had been, how it could have been, you are imagining what was, what could be. I think all ethical systems imagine what could be. How could our life be? If, you're going to hear about this in Vespers tonight. So the fiction writer works on a balance between what is, what might be, the ideal and the real. Well, that's a little bit ambitious for you to do in 1 hour today. If this is your first time, I'm inviting you to go into memory. But if you get to a place in memory where you don't remember and don't know, it is an invitation for you to flesh it out from your imagination. You are in honest territory there. You are in good company with all artists of the world who have used both memory and invention to create a whole. So, how many of you have written before? Something for your own journal, your own a memoir piece, or something in more ambitious for an audience other than your own eyes. We usually start with the audience, my eyes, and only my eyes, and nobody else sees. If you stay with me for the next 12 months, I'll push you by the end of the 12 months to send something out into the world for eyes other than your own. I'm in Canada if you want to come for the next 12 months. All right, so the invitation today is to start. And I have said today is relocation, and the first little thing I'd like you to do before we, as a warm-up, is list the places you've lived. For some of you, this is a very long list. I'm not expecting this to be complete. Let's take, you can go by addresses, you could go by towns, you could go by house, the red house, the brick house, the small house, the big house. I don't mind. You could say who you lived with, when I lived with my parents, when I lived with my roommate, when I lived with my husband. Make a list. Let's see if you get 10 or 12 entries on a list. Let's think back to where we've been. Hands of anyone who's in the house she or he was born in. I didn't think so. We are mobile people.
What do we do about college years?
Name the dormitory, or just put the college. Either way, some of you have very interesting names of dormitories, and they're kind of fun. The name of the street you lived on, the name of the town, is music. It's your own music. Name names. And you might not finish, we're just going to do 10 or 12. What we're doing today is place. We're addressing that part of a writer's life, whether memoir or fiction, that deals with locating us in place. You might still be writing. If you're not, give me a few entries on your list. Not all of them, two. Let's just hear from several of you.
Where are you? Rochester, New York. Potsdam, New York. Pittsburgh, Kansas. Slater, Missouri. Vermillion, South Dakota. Maplewood, Minnesota. Vince, Minnesota.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Ellendale, North Dakota, Belgrade, Minnesota, Augsburg, Mitaka, Tokyo, Granny City, Colesburg.
Okay, thank you. Two more. Do you hear the music in the places you've been? You could, in fact, do a poem to this. Tokyo. These are your notes here. Anyone else?
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Lapeer, Michigan, Pontiac, Michigan, Big Rapids, Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, Riverview, Michigan, Gainesville, Florida, Alachua, Florida.
All right. Anyone else? Are you shy about where you live?
Minnesota isn't shy. This is from Minnesota. I know Minnesota isn't shy. We hear about Minnesota all the time here.
I can say that. I lived in
Minnesota.
You're not Minnesota, okay.
I'm Corpus Christi, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, Memphis, Tennessee, San Fernando Valley, San Jose, Topanga Canyon, Simi Valley, Santa Rosa.
You all start sort of winding down towards the end of your list, sort of like you're getting tired.
Well, I've been tired with that many minutes.
It goes on a lot longer.
It goes on much longer, all right. One more. Anybody here a town they've lived in or a state they've lived in?
Not another country.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to read?
I lived in South Dakota from the time, well, I was born in South Dakota until I was 9. But we lived in this one town for 5 years, and I know of 5 or 6 different houses that we lived in that one town, and I can remember each time we moved.
This is what you can write about today. Mm-hmm. Write down your address. Mm-hmm. South Dakota. All right, one more of you. Yeah, back here.
University of Washington, PLU, Ordell Hall, shaped by Tolkien, went Norway. One of these guys got to Oslo. PLU, 141st, and Pierce Road, Tacoma, Old Scott Oslo, Stens Scott Oslo, Magnolia, Washington, Dearborg by Trondheim, Norway, Gunnex by Trondheim, Norway, Soundview Drive, 31st West, University Place, Washington.
Well, you know what you did to all of us? Oh, I can't speak for everybody, I'll speak for me, envy. I want an Oslo address on my list. I know envy's wrong, so I tried it. Thank you. This is to stir your memory of where you've been, because my invitation today is to write out of some place. Sometimes this week I've said right before the age of 10. Our memories are, I think, of a different quality when the senses are more the means by which we remember. So to go before the age of 10 is to enter into a sensory experience that is a precious place for all writers who want to remember. But am I requiring you to go before the age of 10? No. You may go to any place you like. I'm reading one or two pieces of prose that might get you started, give you an opening line. If you've been here before, you know you can copy a line down. It's not plagiarism here. It's your doorway in. You may borrow a line from what I'm reading as your first line. If you don't need it, don't use it. You are also free to write about anything. If you want to write about the hike you took today, that's fine. The theme is placed, but you may use this time for any writing at all. All right, one or two lines for you that you may wish to use. This comes from Jean McKay, a memoir of growing up as a United Church minister's daughter in Canada. In 1928, Canada created the United Church out of the Presbyterians and the Methodists, and I forget the third, Mr. Episcopal, because they didn't have enough preachers for the Western Prairie, so they made the United Church of Canada. Quite different than what United means here. Daughter of United Minister, you can borrow this line. I had just turned 6 when we moved to Vancouver, and of course you can fill in any age of any move you've made. It's a nice open line to take you back to a moment in time. We drove out in an old black 35 Chevrolet that my father had bought cheap in Calgary a couple of years before. My father nursed it across the mountains, stopping often on the climb so it wouldn't blow up, crawling downhill in second gear to save the brakes. Up in the mountains, there were streams and waterfalls you could take a drink from, cars everywhere waiting to cool and crawl off again. I sat on the running board and stuck my legs out in front of me when we stopped at the top of the mountain pass. We had been in Calgary. We were going to be in Vancouver. We just had the mountains to cross. I was just 6 when we moved to Vancouver. If that works for you, take that one. The second line is this one from Blackbird. You're going to get 3 choices today. And if you're ready to write, you can go right away. Don't pay any more attention. The second one is the opening line from a recent memoir called Blackbird by Jennifer Loud. And this line, if you like, borrowed. The only house I'll ever call home is the one on Mary Street. Mm. If you wish, borrow that line. If you don't want to use it today, you can use it next Thursday when you're back wherever you're going as a prompt for writing. The only house I'll ever call home is the one on Mary Street. Mary Street is in Carson City, Nevada, and Carson City is flat valley to soft hills, past the hills of the Sierra Nevada mountains.
Notice how she gives the landscape. I invite you to locate whatever place you go to today. And the last one, so there's two choices.
What was the opening line of that again?
The only house I'll ever call home is the one on Mary Street. And the last one, and then I'm going to set you to writing, is called On Leaving a House. And this woman is standing at a house gathering memories. From this house I take the memory of this, the memory of this. And it works very well for any place you've been, or any relationship you've been in, or any situation you've been in that you've had to leave. How to gather those memories in one place. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
From the front steps of this house, I take the slope up to the front door. From the hallway, I take the cool white carpet leading to the pumpkin-painted kitchen. From Harriet's room, I take standing in front of her long mirror. She's arguing about the length of my skirt. From the kitchen, I take all the pies, turkeys, souffles, jams, bread, and dirty dishes I have ever made there. From Christopher's room, I take knocking on his door in shock, asking him to bathe the motorcycle wounds on my knees. From my old room, I take signaling to Laura's room across the creek. I also take my A's in Latin. From the garden, I take the frozen flower plant. I take the long stretch of the rope swing. I stand in front of the house looking at the words, "Bless you," on the mailbox. I take the mailbox with me. And that's the end. Do you notice how some are concrete and some are remembering, imagination? I take remembrance standing in front of the mirror. So, if you like, from this house I take, from this valley I take, that's yours. We're going tomorrow. From this valley I take the memory of. And it makes a list in effect. You can make up, one item can be long, one can be short. Any questions? You're given three. You can mix and match, take one, take none. Any questions? Nobody thinks there's an assignment, do you? This is not English class. There are tables back there. There are chairs out there. You can turn your chairs around here. If you don't want the table, please pull your chairs forward so somebody else can. I will call you in 15 minutes. Your main job is to write immediately as much as you can. Do not stop to consider. First draft, search and rescue. Start.